Welcome back to the XL Podcast. This is Gabe, that is Gavin, and we are here to enlighten your minds with some delightful stories and insights.
Nice. Beautiful intro.
I know, I thought today I'd keep it casual.
I liked it. It was pretty good. Well, how was your past week?
Life has been so busy, but it's also been so fun. Last weekend, me and Leah got to go to the Family Lake Powell trip.
Nice.
10 out of 10. Definitely want to go again, but got a lot of things to do in life, so it's not that easy.
Did you get that apartment?
Yes, we did.
Let's go. Was that the
650 square feet?
650 square feet one?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Beautiful. That one was the one where like all the other ones were kind of old, but the one you got was like nice and renovated. Was that the one?
Exactly.
Okay. Cool. All right.
So it's got a bunch of, it's huge, honestly. It's got a bunch of nice things. And so.
When do you move in?
July 1st. So the initial plan was for Leah to move in.
Oh, so next week.
And I was going to stay in here in my apartment because my lease doesn't end until the end of July.
Yeah.
But we decided, hey, let's save some money and see if I can move out a month early so I don't have to pay the rent here. And then Leah can just either stay with her family or stay with her friend for the month of July. We can save that $600 and then put that towards Hawaii because as we've been trying to plan our Hawaii trip, we've been pinching pennies.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's expensive out there, man.
I've never been, but I would imagine.
Yeah.
Can imagine. Well, that's
so
cool,
everyone that's listening, donate to the cause of me and Leah's Hawaii trip.
Yes, donate. We'll throw their Venmo out on our next post.
yes, please donate. Need contributions for my trip to Hawaii.
Donate to the honeymoon fund.
Exactly. But that's no, yeah, it's been good.
That's what you need to put on your car right now. Just put just married and then put your Venmo on the back and just drive around.
I've been doing, so Leah showed me this.
You drive around all the time anyways, but I'll just throw it on there.
Yeah, Leah showed me this picture of a guy that just did Uber Eats.
Honeymoon fund.
Yeah, he had a card that he would write. He wrote these cards and then just like taped them or stapled them, I don't know, to the bags that he was delivering with Uber Eats. And on the card, it just said, like, just trying to have my fiance have her, like, perfect wedding or dream wedding. Please, it'd be appreciated to tip extra. And then he also, like, had his Venmo on there. And I was like, that's kind of genius. I might do that.
That is not a bad idea.
At first, I was like, you know, I don't want to do that. But I've been thinking about it more. I was just like, why not? Like,
dude, like, it's so wild.
They send me money, you know? Like, it's whatever.
There's TikTok out there where it's just like, you know, if like 1,000 of you saw this and only Venmoed me $1, that wouldn't hurt you, but I'd have $1,000. And it happens to people all the time. And people do. They're like, they just Venmo and they'll like end up with like, oh, I actually made like $15,000. And I'm like, what?
Yes. I saw a guy
go famous.
Why
not do that? I mean, why not?
I saw a guy go famous on TikTok and he was obsessed with trying to buy a robot dog. And he said, he's like, I don't care if you send me only, if a million people send this and they send me $1, I'll have enough money to buy my robot dog.
Dude, and that's what I'm saying. Like, there's people who legitimately are like, hey, I'm in a pinch. Like, something weird happened. And they're like, yo, if you could just, or they're just like, just watch this video. Because if 1,000 of you follow me and not you watch this video enough times, I get paid. Right? So it's like, just watch it. Or, hey, here's my Venmo and you can Venmo me if you want. You know, like, there's those two options. And, like, people are like, yeah, like, I watch one. Like, some dude's mom had accrued like a bunch of credit card debt in his name, like identity theft of his son. He had like $25,000 of just debt.
Credit card debt. That's insane.
Because his mom put it all under his name, and so they went to go buy a house. Him and his girlfriend. They're like, oh yeah, you can't. Like your credit sucks. He's like, what? I've never even bought a car. He's like, I paid cash for everything my entire life. So then they like looked and like, wait, what the heck? And so then I saw a TikTok where they're like. And pretty much the thing was like, because of the country they were in, I can't remember where they were at, but the country they're in, they're like, there wasn't much they could do, at least not very quickly. And they're like, well, we're kind of screwed
cheaply,
for a long time.
You know?
Yeah. So it kind of ended up where they're like, we just have to pay it. So they're like, can you just please watch this video? And then I saw like a follow up, like, I didn't follow them or anything, but like, you know, because I watched the whole video, like it popped back up on my, there's like a follow up where like, hey, we've paid like half of it off. Thanks, guys. You know, like, I was like, what?
That's
you know what
crazy.
I'm saying? So I was like, that's sick, dude. So I was like, hey, you know, why not try it? You never know. Seriously,
throw the Venmo up.
Yeah, I, not a bad idea.
I know the guy with the robot dog that I mentioned. He had a follow up, and he goes, the IRS is trying to take all my money.
That's so funny, dude.
And he goes, and then he was like all mad, and he was like, I don't care, IRS, I'm gonna fight you. You can't have any of my money. I'm buying that robot dog.
He loves his robot dog, man. Just let the man have his dog. Come on.
No. Oh, it's so funny.
What the heck? That's too good.
Yeah,
that's
but funny.
Well, that's a. I guess that's a great introduction to kind of what we wanted to talk about today.
That's true. That is a good introduction.
That's a great introduction for sure. But like, so me and Gabe want to talk about we already talked about like why are kids so weird, but then we also realized like. Just in general, people are weird. People do weird things. I mean, even if you're a fairly normal person, you have your normal or your weird hiccups where, you know, you do something weird in public or even privately with your significant other or by yourself. But everybody's weird at some point in their life. Yeah, I mean, I know I'm sure my wife could give you a bajillion weird. That's not, I know that I'm weird. I do it all the time. Like just to bug my wife, if she's doing the dishes or if my wife's just sitting around, I'd try to twerk on her as aggressively as possible. I do. It probably pisses her off, but I do. I do it all the time. Or I'll just like, I'll be playing video games and I'll be in between like, you know, like a Rocket League match when I'm me and Gabe are playing, or if I'm really into this game called The Finals right now. Like in between games, I'll go out and just do like a weird dance, like do a little jig and then come back in as if nothing happened. And she'll just be like, I can hear out the hall, and she's like, what was that? I'm like, leave me alone, I'm playing my game.
Leave me alone, I'm playing my game.
I don't know what you're I'll just pretend like it never happened, you know? So
I know, I do weird things too. I feel like sometimes I'll just be in public, and I feel like I'm obsessed with, like, singing in public. I'll just have a song stuck in my head, and I'll just start singing, like, really loud too, and Leah always has to go, like, Gabe, shut up. Like, we're in public.
That reminds me.
I'm just singing in public all the time.
I'll sing crap that I'm doing. Like, just like just randomly, like, I'm cleaning the dishes. You know, like, just, like, randomly start singing. And then it got really bad to where, like, I was doing it all the time. To the point where we were in the store one time, and I was singing about shopping. And Carly was like, Gavin, shut up.
That reminds me of the
She was like, Gavin, go get the toilet paper. Like, I need toilet paper. She was like, Gavin, no, we can't do that here.
It reminds me of the movie Elf, like just Elf. I feel like Elf, he's always just singing random stuff, you know? I can't remember exactly what he's singing, but he's like, I'm in the store, or like something
and I'm
like
singing,
that.
I'm in the store, and I'm singing, stop singing!
Yeah, exactly.
We sing at the North Pole all the time. No, we don't. Yes, we do.
That's exactly.
Yes, I remember that part for sure. Hilarious. So good.
I'm so glad you could quote it because I just had kind of remembered it. I couldn't remember exactly what the quote was.
I just remember the last part where he just screams it. I'm in the store and I'm singing. Stop singing. The black guy comes up, the manager. That's a good movie. Classic.
I know.
But people are weird, man. So that's what we wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, I feel like I always, like, sometimes I'll have, like, too much energy, and I'll just start dancing in public, too.
Okay.
Or just sometimes, I feel like that's it, though. Sometimes I'll just have, a lot of energy, or I'll be really excited about something, and I'll just, like, have all this energy that I subconsciously need to get it out. Obviously, if I had to sit in a situation where I needed to be, respectful or serious, I could do it. I'm not saying I'm like that, but just, like, when I'm out in public or whatever, and I just kind of, like, excited, I'll just start doing random things.
That's definitely a lack of care, I think, me and you have. We just don't care what other people think about us.
Do not care at all. No cares at all.
Actually, that reminds me of when we went to Target together while you were out here, and I'm, like, sprinting around the store with the stroller, and some guy comes out, and he goes, oh, which stroller do you like? And I had a serious conversation about this guy about strollers, and he goes, oh, do you have kids? And I go, nah. And he walked off.
I remember that.
He had a serious conversation with me.
I know, he just is like, oh, which strollers do you like? You're like, oh, I like the Quadzilla 600. Well, you're like, I like
no,
that.
No, I remember it because it's the name after a car. Because I like the look of the Jeep. Like, if you ever go into a Target, they always have this Jeep stroller. It's after the brand Jeep. Like, Jeep owns this stroller. Well, they had another one called the Navigator, which looked kind of cooler. And I was like, wow. Oh, sick. And then I tell Carly, and I go, hey, this one's way better than the Jeep one. I like the Navigator now, because I do this in every Target all the time. And so I literally, Carly and Lee are just chilling in the the stroller section of Target, and I'm just running around a circle around all these other strollers.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, Gabe's in the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, this has got good maneuverability. Like, it's speedy quick, babe. I like this one. And this guy's on the other aisle, and he walks around, and he goes, oh, which one do you like more? And I was, oh, I'm definitely a Navigator guy now. I was a Jeep guy before, but now I'm definitely a Navigator guy. And he goes, oh, okay. Straight up, and he has this full conversation, probably like 2 or 3 minutes, and then he just goes, cool, do you have kids? And I go, nah. And he goes, oh, is your wife pregnant? Nope. And then he just walked off, like, didn't say another word, just like, oh, and left.
That's hilarious.
He just realized, he's like, oh, this guy literally doesn't know anything about strollers. I'm like, nope, not even a little bit.
Hey, you know the Navigator, though. That's big. More what than I most, do know I'd say.
Is the Navigator's got some maneuverability, okay?
Yeah, more move. Than most.
So.
Yeah.
And it's not a thousand. Dude, you know how expensive strollers are, dude? Freaking. How much? Hey, I was talking to.
How much?
Like, they get up to like $1,000.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, no.
For a box on wheels?
Straight up. I'm like, oh, I'm good. I'll go get a rolly. I'll go get one of those little, like, moving carts, you know, like you can get them at, like, Harbor Freight. They're just like a little square with wheels. I'll just put my base thing on that and drag it around with a rope.
Carry. Yeah, just put a stool on it, and then, yeah, perfect.
Hey, get a wheelbarrow for cheaper. Freaking A.
Dude, actually.
Put some blankets in there. Done. You just bolt there. You can go get, like, off, like, Facebook Marketplace, like, a cheap baby carrier thing. What do you call those? Baby seats? Baby carrier? I don't know. One of those.
Yeah.
Just so you have an extra. Bolt it into the wheelbarrow. That baby's not going anywhere.
I love how we're sitting here talking about, like, how to build a baby thing. We're like, what's that thing called? The baby seat? The the baby buckle? Whatever it's called.
Clearly me and Gabe are not having children anytime soon.
No, we don't know what that thing's called. So we're sitting over here trying to act like we know how to build something.
It's true. Also, we don't know how to do that, but we can figure it out.
Yeah, but people, they think weird person to person. They do weird things person to person, you know.
We're all weird in our own way. That's
and,
for sure.
You know, and I think that's why it's so many people enjoy people watching.
Yes. People watching is interesting. I mean, Gabe actually talked about it before the podcast, but I don't know why, the first time I ever heard it, I went on a date with a girl, and then she was like, I know this sounds weird, but do you want to go people watching? And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, let's go to Sonic. They had like these like specialty drinks at Sonic that were really good at the time. And so she was like, let's go to Sonic, get these drinks, and then we'll go people watching. I was like, no, I don't want to do that. That's weird. And she's like, come on, just try it with me. So I was like, fine. So I tried it with her, and I was like, oh, this is actually... I get why.
It's interesting.
It now, you know?
It's because, like, you don't even have to be going somewhere and watching somebody do something that's actually interesting. Like, oh, there's this guy with a katana doing martial arts on the street. No, it doesn't have to be that. It can literally be you're watching two people walk. That's it.
Dude.
But it's so interesting because they do all these weird things. Even the way they scratch their nose is different. You're like, that was a weird way to scratch your nose. Why would you do that that way? This is how I do it, you know?
Oh, for sure. No, I totally agree. The best place, my favorite place to do it, and I do it subconsciously now, but is if you ever go to a mall and you get food at the food court and just look at all the people around the food court. Like, my favorite thing, because I know I'm a little quirky when it comes to my food. Like, I don't do anything super weird, but, like, you know, McDonald's, like, the way I put my food together, or at least put it out when I pull it out of the bag, I do it the same way every single time. So I know that I do that every single time. I know it's at least slightly weird because I do it the same way every single time. Right. I watch and see how other people do it. I'm like, how do other people pull out their food?
That's hilarious, actually.
I watch them do that all the time.
Dude, it's so funny, too. Like, I go over to Leah's parents' house just on Sunday. Uh-huh. We were having dinner there, and they had corn on the cob.
Okay.
And I was like... and
how everybody eats their corn on the cob a little different?
Yeah, or how they make it, too. Like... they were just eating straight raw corn on the cob, and I was like, it was cooked.
I was like,
it wasn't raw.
Yeah, I was like, what, you just shuck this bin, eat it?
Shuck this bin, eat it. It's not raw.
Leah's just like, here, it's just like the egg just on your plate with leaves on it, and you're just like, they just pull a trash can around, like, shh, 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 and then you're just like,
That on your plate is just the straight off the hut, like the husk is on it, everything.
Yeah, husk and everything. You gotta
straight off the stock.
Yep, gotta take all the husk off yourself and then eat it. Just raw.
Eat it. I didn't mean raw, sorry. I don't mean to disrespect the Anderson family. They're not that weird.
Dude, one time, you know how people always talk about like, hey, let's do something really weird around like the new person's girlfriend or boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
We need to do that. That would be the funniest thing ever. Just one dinner, just like, because we could still do that. Hopefully Cameron's boyfriend doesn't listen to this podcast. I mean, I hope he does, but hopefully he doesn't, because we could still do that, like a family dinner with Jake.
We could, because he hasn't, I don't know how many times they've gone over to eat at mom's house, but like.
We've never had corn at their house, though.
Yeah. We just
not corn on the cob. We go
straight corn husks, just straight out there, and just be
dude,
like,
you know how funny that'd be, and then just, everybody has to take, just in unison, just take a chunk, just a bite out of it, and he's like, "What the heck?" That would be so funny.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be worth the waste of corn.
100%.
We could still cook it as long as we're not upset. You know, as long as nobody's weird about other people's saliva, we can all throw them into a bowl after that and boil it up. Maybe all right.
Yeah, it's true. I'd be fine with it, honestly.
Actually boiling it, you'd probably cook that all off anyways, probably disinfect it. You're good.
Yeah, I feel like I need to finish what I was gonna say about the Anderson's households corn.
Anderson's aren't weird.
It's cooked, but I mean, it's just like, that's it, it's nothing extra. But me growing up my entire life, we'd always
like get no butter, no salt, no pepper,
nothing, none of that.
Hold up, Leah, what the heck? We're gonna have to talk to Leah about this.
Yeah, like in my house, and see, I would like, even just other, like our extended family, even their households, it might be different, but
yeah,
we're used to this, that you put the butter stick right there on the plate, and then you just roll it across,
roll your butter on there,
roll the corn across the butter, and then you salt it, spin it, pepper it, spin it, and then that's how you eat it. Oh, so yeah, good, dude. Well, I see her brothers
to do with what we're talking about, but you ever had Mexican corn, like sour cream and tahine and whatever else is on there?
No.
Sounds never good, had that? You ever
I've seen
it,
Nacho
though?
Libre, though. Yeah.
Yeah. That crap, dude, I had it all the time down in Mexico. Gas.
Is this elote, or does it have a special name?
Yeah. Elote.
Just elote. Oh.
Man, is it good, dude. The elote carts, dude, I...
They're only
$5, man.
I always saw elote carts all around in California. Why did I never get elote, man? That stuff's gotta be gas.
It was good. Anyways, continue. So your brothers, how did her brothers eat it then?
Just they just took it off the plate, put it on their plate, ate it. And I was like,
one of the more better ways crazy. I've seen it done, not weird, but better, is one guy, I saw him do he did butter, salt, pepper, everything, but then he just took his knife and just chopped it off the edges. So then he just had curdled corn on his plate. So then he could just eat it with his fork. I was like, dang, that's not
bad.
That
could be nice. Because you always get
because, like, you know, sometimes you get all buttered up, and then you got all buttery fingers and stuff. And it's like, I like to eat it off the cob sometimes. But also, the way it eats it, like, it gets kind of stuck in your teeth a little bit and stuff. Like, to eat it the other way, not bad. Because you can still get even butter and salt and pepper, but then you get to eat it in a more convenient way.
Yeah, with a fork.
I was like, dang.
I'll be honest, when I was a kid, I hated using a fork. But nowadays, I'm a fan of a fork.
I'm a fan of a fork. If I can eat it with a fork, I probably will.
Yeah. Did you feel that way? Like, when I was a little kid, I was like, no, I'm not eating this with a fork. No way.
If it could be eaten with my hand, I would eat it with my hand.
Yeah.
Like,
anything,
rarely,
honestly.
Like, yeah, it didn't matter.
Even just, like, KFC chicken, just straight hands. Like, a lot of people, you'll use, like, a fork to kind of, like, rip it off. No, I'm straight hands on that thing. It's not even a drumstick either. It's just like, a chicken thigh, and I'm just...
If it could be eaten with my hand, I did. No point in not, man. That's all I gotta say.
Seriously.
That's funny.
But how weird is that, though? Like, I think that they were crazy. I was just like, not raw corn, but straight cooked, raw cooked corn. There you go. No, that doesn't make sense either.
Not non-seasoned corn.
Basic.
Unseasoned.
Cooked corn. There you go. Yeah, unseasoned corn. Not seasoned corn.
Not seasoned corn. Clearly, corned. Clearly, I don't speak English often.
Unseasoned corn.
Unseasoned corn. Okay.
Yeah, but to me, it was like... This was like I was in a foreign country almost eating dinner.
That's
I was just
weird.
Like, what the heck?
That's true. It's funny, too, because, like a super odd, not odd behavior. I don't know. Well, because so I started my mission in Mexico, and so obviously I was around a whole different culture, so everything was weird to me, like, all the time.
Right.
Like,
right.
Just everything was weird. I guess it is funny, because Carly, speaking of the word weird, Carly hates the word weird, because, like, I use it for anything. Even if it's different, like, oh, that's weird, and people get offended by that. It's just, like, I use it in, if it's funny, like, I think everybody's weird, everybody's different, so... But Carly hates it when I use that word. She's like, I'm not weird. I'm like, yes, you are. Everybody's weird. Like, yes, you are. But, like, she also gets upset because I'm like, that's weird. She's like, no, it's different. And I'm like, okay, it's different. Same difference. So Carly gets mad at me when I say that. But anyways. But, yeah, while I was down in Mexico, like, everything to me was new and different and weird and odd. And so I was like, and it was funny because a lot of people, one of the funniest things is because the way being shut down on your mission was portrayed for me, obviously, it was by my dad, and he went to Spain, so obviously that's a different culture over there. But even everybody I've kind of talked to was like, no, I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone. Shut their door. Get out, right?
Right.
And, like, I would say – I definitely got that on my mission, but, like, I'd say more 75% of the time it was, I don't want to listen to your message. Do you want water? Come to my, like, they'd still like, yeah, come to my house, like, hang out. I just don't want to talk to you about your stupid message. But they're so nice, you know?
Right.
And so, like, even, like, growing up in the U.S., like, I would never expect anybody, like, no, nah, I don't want to talk to you, but come inside. Like, no, that was, but, like, that was all the time. Down in Mexico, like, nah, we're good, but are you hungry? We're eating right now. You know, like, do you need some water? Yeah. Come sit down in the shade with me. Like, all the, like, I was invited to their houses all the time. And it could have been because I was like, oh, you guys look like decent young men. You're wearing a white shirt, name tag. Like, that definitely helps. Like, we're at least known for being decent people. So that might have helped for sure. Like, if I was just some random dude on the street, maybe not so. But even then, still super bizarre. Like, even if I saw a lot of people, they saw just a missionary on the street that wasn't LDS. Obviously, if you're LDS and you see something, a missionary, you're like, oh, yeah, come inside. Like, obviously. But I mean, it was not LDS. I'm not going to be like, hey, come to my house. Like, right. No, I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone, you know? So that was super weird to me. I had a hard time with that for a very long time. Not a hard time. Obviously, I was very grateful, but it was just so weird to me. I'm like, all I could think of is, I would never let some random person to my house. What is wrong with you people? You know?
Never. I am LDS, and sometimes it's even weird having the missionaries over. I'm just like, oh, I know. The stranger is just in my living room right now.
It was never really met them weird. Before. Yeah, when I was living in my apartment in Orem, the missionaries came to our house a couple times. Probably the weirdest experience I've ever had in my life. They came over twice, and I was like, never again. Like, my buddy would always be like, he would invite his friend over, and so me and this other kid, his name was Jake, in my apartment, we were the only two LDS kids, and he would always like, hey, do you want to help, like, I come out with the missionaries, just to make his friend feel a little more comfortable, because I knew his friend fairly well. And every time we were out there, the missionaries were some of the weirdest kids I've ever met in my life. But, like,
of course.
And it was just funny, but it was just so odd having these missionaries in my house. And after that, I would just make sure, like, I knew when the missionaries were coming over, I would make sure I had something planned that night, because I was like, I can't be there.
It's just weird.
It was so weird. There was, like, it was just odd. And so I was like, obviously it's not just my house. Like, I'm like, no, you can't be here, you know? But honestly, yeah. I probably would have at some point been like, nah, I can't, nah. I need to have this living space back. Because, like, that's where, like, our kitchen and living room was. I was like, I can't just go out there. So, but that was a weird thing for me down in Mexico. I was like, man, you guys are trusting. And again, it could have been the name tag and white shirt, white tie, and obviously they knew us a little bit, but it
could have helped.
I definitely think that helped, but even then, that's still a little odd to me.
Yeah. Everyone's different, man, and it's hilarious. It's funny how different everyone is, too.
It's even funny, like, growing up in our own household, how different all of us are, and similar, also. And I think it definitely has to do with, like, I think there's, like, obviously as we grow up, mom and dad shift how they kind of parent us.
Right.
But that obviously, like, shifts. Like, I was parented one way, but because you were all younger than me, like, I think it definitely, like, they kind of had to parent, kind of, as parents grew with me, right?
Yeah.
Like, as I'm getting older, like, oh, Gavin's 18. We kind of have to parent him as an 18-year-old. But you're, you know, still 15, right?
Right.
So then you guys, I'm sure they were still aware, like, I need to parent Gabe as a 15-year-old. But you still probably got a little bit of the, I'm parenting an older adult, right? Like, an adult. I mean, obviously, I was stupid. And in quotation marks, an adult. But you know, maybe on paper I was an adult, but even then, like, they had to treat me one way, and everybody else kind of got treated at least somewhat the similar way, because they're like, well, we can't not parent them the same way as everybody else.
Right.
Which, what I've learned growing up is, yes, you can. You're the parent. You can, like, pretty much, because Dad used to say this all the time, because I said so. Which holds right. so much more meaning to me as an adult than it did as a kid. Like, because when Dad said that, I was like, no, like, give me a reason. He's like, not because I said so, you know?
Right.
And now I get it. Like, oh, I'm like, you oh, okay, that makes sense.
It's because he said so. That's understandable.
He's Dad. He's the law in the house. Like, that, Dad said so. He's paying for my life. If Dad said do it, I'm going to do it. Sorry, you know?
Right.
So, like, and so that's kind of like, I'm sure they were like, well, you have to, like, parent all of them kind of the same. So I'm sure a lot of you kind of got, you know, as we grow up, and then obviously that's led to Morgan and Reese being adulted, or sorry, parented. Why did I just say adulted? Parented in a different way than
adulted. The rest of us.
They've been adulted in a different way.
Oh, yeah. Reese and Morgan for sure parented a different way.
Right. And so it's like, it's different. And I think that's what it had a lot, where that comes from and why we're all different, is because, like, their parenting grew up with the oldest one, or at least the oldest ones of us. I mean, I'm sure me, you, and Cameron were kind of all parented fairly similar. But, like, Morgan, yeah, Reese, sure. There's definitely a cutoff from, like, you, and then, like, Morgan and Reese definitely were parented in a completely opposite way than we were. Not opposite, but yeah. Different.
And they just kind of got grouped, like, together, though, just because they're the youngest.
Right. And so I think that's where a lot of, like, the differences between us come, like.
Whoa, that's got to be so weird. Reese is the fourth. That's so weird to me. And Morgan's the fifth. Imagine not being the oldest. Imagine being the fourth in the family.
I couldn't even imagine. It's
that's so weird to think about. Like, imagine if I was the fifth. Like, Reese and Morgan were older than me. What the heck? I don't know why this is blowing my mind right now.
It'd be weird. It's just odd. So weird. Like, because, like, some of the, even, like, the way Morgan and Reese talk to Mom and Dad, I'm like,
what did you say?
I would have died. In the household I grew up in, I would have been dead.
You would have caught a fist to the chest.
I would have caught a 1-2 punch to the face. Not really, but still, like, yeah, like, there's, I was like, sometimes I, like, I'm down there and I'm just hanging out, and more, like, Dad's like, do this, and Morgan's like, and I'm like, and, like, it takes, like, 4 or 5 times of, like, Morgan kind of talk backing to where Dad's finally like, freaking do it. Like, you know, he, like, gets upset.
Past and I'm the,
like,
limit. Yeah.
I'm like, yo, one time Dad was like, I'm gonna kill you. You better get up right now. I'm like, okay, sorry, my bad.
Maybe it's because he's only putting up with 2 kids, when with us he was putting up with 5 of us. And so he had a lot less patience. That's gotta be the honest truth of it.
I think back to when we were kids, I was like, man, we were dumb.
Oh yeah.
You know what's funny? Hold on, I gotta talk about this. One of the funniest things, because I did it, but Gabe perfected it. I'm sure every kid has done it, but, you know, like, your friends are like, they're like, hey, do you want to hang out? And you're like, and Mom's like, no, you need to do your chores. But, like, for some reason, Mom has still let your friends come into the house to, like, hang out with you while you do your chores or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, try to talk your friends into, like, helping you do your chores.
Yes.
I did it. Was not good. Gabe consistently talked his friends into not just doing his chores. Doing his chores for him. Gabe would be, like, kind of half doing his chores while his buddies are, like, going hard at work.
I was just the manager. I was the manager.
Like, product straight manager. Up. Like, Gabe
just, like, tell him, like, oh, like, that goes in the kitchen. Oh, that goes up to my room.
For reals. Gabe was like, you know, you're managing a team, cleaning and doing his chores for him. I'm like, who is this kid?
I'm telling you, man. I'd always tell him, I was like, guys, look, like, if you help me, we'll be able to play faster, which also means we get to play for longer. But if you don't help me, like,
we're all just be waiting in here waiting for me, dude.
Dude, Gabe, if you're in here, you might as well help.
Gabe was meant to be a salesman. Let me just put it that way. Gabe talking into doing things all the time. It was crazy. Gabe was perfect at not doing his chores. Gabe was very good at that. One thing I
but Gabe at the did, same time though, I always, especially when I was in elementary school, I did my chores so fast.
He did do his chores fast. But when Gabe didn't want to clean, Gabe knew how to not clean. I'm not saying Gabe did this consistently. But when Gabe didn't want to clean, no, this is what Gabe would do. You could tell when Gabe didn't want to clean. You know what he would do? He would pick a fight with me or Cameron. And then he would argue with us. And then when he knew the fight was over, he would go pick a fight with the other person. You did that all the time.
I don't remember this.
All the time.
I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I don't remember it.
It was usually, and it was never like when we had our separate chores, Gabe would do his chores. My mom was like, okay, Gabe, you're the upstairs, you know, you have to do like vacuum all the stairs, you know, sweep the entryway and clean the landing. Gabe would go do them. No, like, I'll give credit where credit's due. Gabe would go do that. Me and Cameron would sometimes lollygag, that's for sure. But when it was, hey, like, it was usually like Sunday night, go clean the main floor. Like, well, there was no assigned chores. It was go clean the main floor and it was just get it done. That's when Gabe took his moment to pick a fight with one of us while the other person was cleaning. And they're kind of like, because like usually like me and Cameron would be like, here, I'll do the kitchen. You do the entryway or like you do everything everywhere else. And so like, because that's kind of the halfway mark in our parents' house. So one of us would be picking up the kitchen while the other one was doing that. And Gabe was kind of just like the middleman of like, you know, help out where you can, right?
Right.
And Gabe would just be like, nah, I'm going to go pick a fight. And so, like, while the other person wasn't cleaning in the entryway or the family room because they were fighting with Gabe, the other person was pretty much done with the kitchen. And then Gabe was like, oh, well, they're almost done. I'll go fight with them. And then eventually it got done and Gabe was like, sick, we're done. And I'm like, Gabe didn't do anything.
Nah, I think you're pulling this out of your butt.
We'll get Cameron on here. Cameron will 100% agree with me.
No way.
Yeah, she will.
Cameron's not agreeing with that bullcrap. You're pulling it out of your butt.
No, we'll get Cameron on here. Gabe did it all the time.
Yeah. I do remember Reese and Morgan, what they would always do is they would always grab something that had to go either downstairs or upstairs.
But one thing.
And then they would disappear for 15 minutes. They'd be completely gone for a whole 15 minutes. Come back, grab another one thing, and then go back to their hiding spot.
That's fair, because at least when I was there, I was going to say, when I was there, it wasn't they would just disappear, but it was, I need to take this downstairs. Take one item downstairs. Come back up. This needs to go upstairs. Take one item, go upstairs. Instead of, let me find everything that goes downstairs and upstairs, and then I'll do one trip. They did that all the time.
But they did it on purpose, too. It wasn't just like they're stupid. Oh, they knew what they were doing. Yeah, they knew what they were doing. They're like, I'm going to disappear. And I knew what they were doing because sometimes I did it. I mean, I didn't do it all the time. They did it literally every time we were cleaning as a family. But sometimes I'd be like, okay, I'm tired. I'm going to just take one thing and disappear upstairs. And I wasn't gone for that long, but it was like long enough where I'd like sit down on my mom. Like if I had to go to like my bedroom upstairs or like my mom's bedroom upstairs, I'd like sit down on the bed and be like, or just kind of like dink around on my phone or whatever. Yeah. And then I'd come back downstairs. And I know they knew what they were doing. I did it too.
Well, one thing that I did, it was on purpose at first, but then did you ever take a psychology class?
No.
Dang it. Well, I'm sure you may have heard it, but like, you ever hear like there was like one scientist and pretty much what he was training his dog. So like every time he fed his dog, he would ring a bell. Mm-hmm. And then eventually he just would ring the bell and the dog's mouth would salivate because he associated the bell with eating.
His body did it naturally, associated the bell with eating.
I think it was Pavlov. It's called Pavlov's dog theory or something like that. That sounds familiar. Anyways, it doesn't really matter. There's a scientist that did that. So what I did do on purpose a few times for a while was like, mom was like, hey, like, let's start cleaning. And when she said that, I would go to the bathroom. I would just more sit on the toilet and just not work, right?
Yeah.
Well, then I kind of Pavlov dogged myself.
No way.
That's no, not for real. Why? Because even now, Carly, like, hey, let's clean, and I immediately am like, I gotta go right now. Like, it doesn't matter what we're doing, even if it's just pee. Like, I'm not saying like I don't like go disappear. Like, it would be like I just gotta go pee real quick. But, like every time somebody's like, we need to clean, I immediately need to use the restroom. Even if to myself, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna clean up real quick. Like yesterday. Like, we finished, like, we went and got food or whatever. We ate. And then I was like, the kitchen was kind of dirty. So I was like, you know, I'll let Carly read her book. And I'm just going to clean the whole kitchen real quick. So I heard you do everything. But, I literally got up, started cleaning. I was like, I got to pee. And, like, left and went pee. And then came back.
Pavlov
like,
dogged yourself.
I Pavlov dogged myself. So now anytime somebody's like, yo, let's clean up, I immediately have to use the restroom first.
That's hilarious. I do remember that, though. Like, Gavin would always just disappear to the bathroom.
It's called pulling a Gavin in our household.
It's called pulling a Gavin in our household. It's when you disappear to the bathroom right when everyone starts cleaning or, like, working, essentially. Starts doing something.
So probably for, like, yeah, like, I probably did it. Like, it was, I'll say it was definitely on purpose for at least a couple months. But then after that, mom would be like, Gavin, stop going to the bathroom. I'm like, Mom, I'm not kidding you. I really got to go. This is not a joke. And it was because, and then I realized, it was like a while ago, I was at least old enough to be married. And it happened. Carly was like, hey, let's clean up the house real quick. And I was like, I got to go to the bathroom. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've Pavlov dog myself. Like,
this is a disease. It's a disease.
I realized that's what it was. I was like, oh my gosh. Cause I was thinking about it. Cause you know, like we went down there and we were talking about to Cameron and mom, and we had mentioned this. They were like, Kevin would always go to the bathroom when we needed to clean. I'm like, no, I didn't. And I was like, yeah, I did. Like, I admit to it. I was like, yeah, I did. Yeah, and then it was like, and then I was thinking about, I was like, but like, I really do. Like, when you guys, like, when we start cleaning, I gotta go. And then I was like, thinking about it. And then, like, yeah, I was just like, realized, like, oh my gosh, this is what it is. It's kind of funny. So, yeah.
That is funny.
Kind of screwed myself.
Yeah. So I heard, back to people are weird.
Yes.
So I've recently started doing Uber Eats as a way to just make more money, because I'm trying to pay for life, essentially, as well as a honeymoon to Hawaii. Donate to the cause, part two.
Donate to the cause.
But yeah, and so that's essentially where this whole idea started, was just, you know, when you're out interacting with that many people as a Uber driver and such, or even a delivery driver in general for any company, you experience a lot of weird people. You do your people watching just because you're out in public just driving around. Yeah, you do your people watching. True. And I got to hear the story that you had, Gavin.
Oh, yeah. So, as y'all know, I'm a delivery driver, so I get to people watch often. But the other day, had like a heart attack. It was so funny because, like, have you ever seen the TikToks where they're like, it's always a girlfriend making fun of her boyfriend. So she's like, they'll ask her boyfriend, how was your day? And it's like, oh, it was good. And like, that's all they get. But then like 7 hours later, like, oh my gosh, dude, we were shooting the nail gun today at work and we shot Johnny in the head with a hard hat on. And she's like, when I first asked you what happened today, you just said it was good, you know?
Yeah.
I had that exact same moment. So I came home. I come home and Carl's like, how was work? I was like, it was good, blah, blah, blah. And then like, this is like a day later or something. Like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't tell you. And she's like, what? I was like, a dude tried to hop in my truck. And she was like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just driving and I'm pulling up. It's a green light, but it had just turned green. So like, I'm pulling up. So there's a couple cars in front of me. So they haven't quite sped up to full speed yet. Yeah. So I'm kind of slowing down. And this one guy, like, there's just a lot of homeless people around where I'm, where I deliver my packages. And this one guy just literally just goes, he goes, hey, ride. And just like goes to grab the handle that's on my truck, but he misses and like kind of like hits his shoulder like on the door and like, and like falls over. I was like, I essentially hit a dude with my truck.
Hey, ride, douche.
He goes, hey, ride. And like, he didn't fall over, but like, yeah, he like hit his shoulder because like he went and like, but like kind of leaning and he slipped, hit his shoulder and then kind of fell back onto the sidewalk or whatever. But yeah, tried to hop in my truck. And I was, and all I could think of was like, I'm going to have to fight this dude. Like, I literally just was like, I'm going to have to kick him in the face.
Wow. That's hilarious.
It was wild. I was like, what the heck? And then I was like, all right, whatever. Luckily he didn't get on, but I was like, I'm going to have to like kick this dude in the face and get him off my truck. Like, no.
That's hilarious. Because
nothing good could have come from that, I'm sure.
Nothing.
Maybe. Good. Maybe he just really wanted a ride, but I couldn't trust him.
Yeah.
The people that are walking around Salt Lake City, man, some of the homeless people, they're chill. I've talked to them. Chill. Also, a lot of them, drugged out of their minds and crazy. And I've watched many of them. I don't know, like, many of them have been arrested, and then I'll see them, like, 2 days later on the street again. I'm like, where, how?
Literally.
So they're just like held, you know, held for a little bit and then were released again. And then they come to the same spot and are wandering around again. I'm like, I saw you get arrested the other day. Handcuffs put in a cop car. What? How are you here again? What the heck?
That's funny.
So,
yeah,
they're wild. People be wild now there.
A part of like Uber Eats is shop. You go shop for people.
Yes.
And
do you like that?
Yeah, it's not bad. Okay. I'm like new to this. I've only been doing it for like three weeks. And so I'm trying to figure out a new way of, being able to maximize my you know, time/miles driven. Because I'm starting to learn, like, I looked up online, like, a lot of, because the way it works is, like, you get offers on what deliveries to make, and you can accept or decline them. It tells you how much money you'll make and how far and X, Y, and Z and all the information.
Yeah.
And I just was kind of like, oh, I accept everything over $5. Like, I'll just accept it because it usually will be worth it. Unless, obviously, it's not, unless it's like a 45-minute drive, then no. But I've learned, like, some people are, like, they've got this whole, like, mile-to-money ratio and stuff like that, which is, like, paying them way more than I'm getting paid. And I was like, maybe that's why I'm barely making money, because I'm just, like, not accepting the right things. I went way over that. I went way into depth. Yeah, there's strategy to it. But long story short about the shopping ones is that they're kind of worth it. Sometimes they, like, kind of, like, sometimes it takes you a long time to, like, find the specific things in a store. You know, like, if I told you right now, like, here's three specific things I need you to find in Walmart, like, you probably couldn't find it very fast.
It'd be pretty hard, for sure. Depending on
maybe you know, like, where it is, but you don't know exactly where it is. Like, you'd have to, like,
find the shelf. Well, the other hard part, like, are you shopping at, like, the same store every time, or is it a different Walmart?
It's always different. It's different. Not just Walmarts, it's different. It's different stores. It's all the stores, pretty much.
So it should be a different setup. It's like, if you were going to the same Walmart every time, eventually you'd get better at it and more efficient. Mm-hmm. But the problem is you're going to a different store every time, so that's
and like hard. Usually it's not too bad because like, oh, these bag of chips, well, I know where the chip aisle is, boom. But like, some people it's like, oh, this I need this chuck roast thin cut boneless package, and like I have to go to the steak aisle and like search all the steaks that all look the same, you know, because they're all just red, and you're like, no, it takes you forever. So yeah, I enjoy doing it. It's like kind of nice to get out of the car and like move my legs. But at the same time, though, I don't know if it's like sometimes it's not worth the money, yeah, essentially. Yeah. Back to what I was saying, though, it's so funny getting people's grocery lists because it tells you everything you need to know about them, either about them or about what they're doing that night.
Yeah.
Like I went to a store one time and this person ordered this like 12 pack of this like cider beer and then like two New York boneless steaks. That's all they ordered. And I was like, wow, they're having a good night. They're having a good night. They're having some fun.
Heck yeah, for sure.
But like this other time me and Leah went and did one and we got diapers, like Goldfish, Gatorade, like baby little small Gatorades. And I was like, oh yeah. Thomas. This is just two parents that didn't want to go to the store tonight. Like, we know.
100%.
We know. We know everything about them. And it's just so funny because, I mean, I can't remember anything right now, but it's like people like order something. You're like, what the heck? Like, me and Leah, we bought this like kind of water. I don't even remember what it was. It was like canned water, but it was like, it wasn't sparkling water. It was like a different kind of water. It was like water cider or something like that. I have no idea, but it was like.
Water cider?
I don't know. I have no idea. Do not remember. But it was the weirdest water ever. And it's like, why would you not just get like some bottled water? No, that's what happened too. Some person bought like this canned water that was like $20. And I was like, just down the aisle was the $2 like 20 pack of water bottles. I was like, are you kidding me?
Because you can't recycle plastic, Gabe.
But you can recycle aluminum. You can?
Yes, actually.
Easier than plastic? I feel like it's recycling.
It actually costs more to recycle plastic, so the companies just don't do it anymore.
That makes sense.
Like, if you can, there's bins all around where you can throw away recycled plastic. It just goes to the dump and gets thrown into the ground. Aluminum, you can. Infinitely, you can infinitely recycle aluminum. So it's actually cheaper, too. It's cheaper. You make a profit recycling aluminum, you lose money recycling plastic. And I totally just had my voice squeak and crack right there. That was weird.
Yeah, anyway, loser. Sorry. Still in puberty.
Straight up.
Yeah, but no, that's just funny too. It's just like the weird things that people buy.
The environment, Gabe. Leave him alone, jerk. No, I agree.
What do you think? That's
funny. I didn't even think about that. You totally could just... At least for their night, you're totally right. Just seeing their grocery list, like, oh, okay, that's what you're doing.
Like, I know exactly what you're doing. I know, maybe I know exactly who you are. I don't know. Like, we went, once again, me and Leah went to this store one time, and we spent, it was like $20, and we bought, like, tortillas, lemon, and just the ingredients. And Leah's a chef, and so she was like, "Oh, they're making ceviche."
Oh yeah.
And I was like, "Yep, I know what's happening right now. This is a Mexican mom. She's getting her kids dinner. She probably just couldn't drive to the store or didn't want to drive to the store, and is just getting dinner for her kids." And I show up, sure enough, there's a bunch of little kids running around, and I dropped it off to the mom. I was like, as a Mexican mom, I was like, I know exactly what this is.
I know what's up. That's sick. That's funny.
That's very funny.
That's too funny. I know it's funny. When I, like, delivering packages and stuff, there's some things, but it's always funny to me. It's like, because you get, like, completely black, like saran wrap, wrapping, like, you know, clean wrap. It's, you know, it's black, and then you have to get an adult signature, and I'm like, oh, okay. So you got a sex toy. Got it. It's like, that's I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I know what it is, you know? There's one of two things, and it always depends on the name. And it's always like, because sometimes when I have to get a signature, it's either something that do with firearms. You can't purchase a firearm on the internet. Like, it has to go to a dealer, but something to do with firearms. Possibly maybe knives, you know, something sharp. If it's ever a dude, like, you knock on the door, they get a signature. It's like, okay, it's either you clearly bought something to do with firearms or something weaponry-wise, you know. And then I'm like, okay, you probably got a sex toy. God. That's so funny to me.
That's funny. So what do you think, like, we're sitting here making fun of other people. What do you think is the weirdest or some of the weirdest things that you personally do or have made habits out of that's just, like, to you it's normal, and even to the people around you it's normal, but, like, anyone else who doesn't do that would look at you and be like, what the heck?
I wouldn't say it's completely weird, and I might have a little bit of OCD, but I do a lot of things the same way every single time. Like what I said, when I'm at the food court and I watch other people how they get their food out. Like, when I go to McDonald's, I get like a 10-piece chicken nuggets. I open it up. I open up one of the containers. I set it in the open lid. I open up the other one, and I take the wrapper and I set it down, the sauce side down, so it doesn't stick on me. I put that on the lid and then put its respective sauce on that, you know, and then I take out a napkin, I put that down, and then put down my fries so, like, the crumbs don't get all over the table. Like, I do it the same way every single time. I wouldn't say it's weird, but not everybody does it, so it's probably weirder to other people. Like, if somebody watches, like, rhythmic. Like, I just do it. I do the same thing with a lot of things, like, every single time. But what are some of the weirdest things? I don't know. That's hard. That's a hard question. What about you?
I know it is a hard question. I'd say...
It's probably a better question to ask Carly. I'm sure she could wrap off, like, 17.
I know, seriously. I think one of the weirdest things that I do is it's just what I said. It's like, I just do random things in public all the time. And it's not even because I'm trying to get attention or anything like that. It's just because I just kind of just naturally just do it, you know?
Just do things.
Like, I feel like and then another thing that I always do, which people might be like, what the heck is going on? Is I always like to bump Leah while we're walking. I always like to bump her. And sometimes just bump her, or sometimes, like, bump her into things on purpose.
That's terrible.
Like we'll be walking, and I'll see, like a bush right next to us. I'll be like, and I'll bump her, and go, bush, and, like, just bump her into the bush. Or, like, we'll be walking, and there's, like, a pole. Like, we're walking down an aisle in a store, and there's, like, one of those poles in the middle of the aisle. I'll just, like, bump her into the pole.
I don't bump Carly, but I will, like, especially if we're walking down aisles, I'll slowly start... like, walking, not into her, but walking in her path, so she has to, like, scoot over and slowly push her into the aisle. It's like, Gavin, stop it. And then, like, well, I'm like, okay, my bad. And then I'll do it again.
There's something about that that's just so funny. And I can imagine, like, if you're watching from from an outside perspective, you know, I know a lot of people, like a lot of people would just be like, oh, yeah, they're just teasing each other or whatever, but... I bet for some people, they might see me, like, bump Leah into something. They'll be like, oh, my gosh. Like, what the heck was that?
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, one time, I just got reminded of this. This came to my mind. I have to share this. I have to put this on the internet and save it for all time in history because this was the craziest thing I've ever seen. So I am a ref myself, right? And as a ref, you're supposed to usually have your mouth, your whistle in your mouth, or not in your mouth, but on your lips, right? Just like ready to blow it. And I went to a high school basketball game one time, and the ref had his entire whistle in his mouth, chewing on it. And then the play started, and he didn't like have to spit out in his hand. He just like maneuvered it back to his lips. And I thought to myself, I literally had to like look around. I like looked right, looked left. I was like, I told Leah, because I was at the high school game with Leah, I was like, did you not just see the ref have his entire whistle in his mouth, chewing on it? And I thought, no, the whole thing just...
Why would you have that whole thing in there?
And spits it out, ready to whistle. And I thought to myself, I was like, this is insane.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Like, I feel like maybe just because I'm a young man, I feel like maybe I'm aware of, like, you know, like if I'm ever on the basketball court, I'm very aware, like, oh, I have an audience, essentially, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe not a big one, but nonetheless, there's people watching the game.
There are people watching you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are on the court, which is everyone's main focus. So I'm always like, you know, like, oh, shoot, my pants probably look a little weird right now or whatever. Like, I just kind of like have attention to those things.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine, because I only saw him do it that one time, just because it was like the fourth quarter when we got there, and there was no timeouts or whatever, you know, like no dead balls, which is when he like would do it. At least I thought he'd do it. So I only saw him do it one time. Nonetheless, though, I would never imagine just being like, oh, yeah, I'm a chomp on my whistle. Like, no one's going to notice.
That's the most wild thing I've ever heard. What the heck?
Is that not insane? And to him, he's probably just like, oh, no, it's no big deal. Like, it's just like a little, it's kind of like, you know, biting your fingernails or tapping your feet. For him, it's like, oh, yeah, I chew on my whistle.
That's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. Speaking of, I just have a weird habit, and I do it in my sleep. I constantly move my toes.
What? That's what Carly said.
Yeah, my toes are always moving. Like, I even do it in my sleep.
That's disgusting. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
No, weird. I agree. When I found out I do it in my sleep, and I didn't know this until Carly told me just like the other day. She was like, oh, yeah, I was just sleeping, and I could just, you know, like, she's like, she'll just see the blanket kind of just, like, they'll just kind of pop up and like hit the blanket.
The blanket. That's so funny.
She was like reading or something, and she like right before she went to bed, and she was like, you just never stop moving your toes. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know why. I just do it subconsciously. And I'll think about it. Like, she'll mention it, and I'm like, I'll think about it for a minute, and then like I won't notice it. But I do it all the time. I'm always moving my toes.
Weird. Yeah. You know what else is so funny to think about? Is everyone has their individual shower routine. You know?
For sure.
Like, and that's so funny that everyone just does it a certain way. And I don't do it the way I do it just because my mom did it. But I just do it the way because I think it's the, you know, best, essentially. Best for me, at least.
Right, yeah.
It's so funny.
Everybody has their own routine of everything. It's weird. Another weird thing I do. Well, I already told you the dancing thing. I just run out and dance in front of Carly. There's that one. Yeah, the weirdest one is probably my toes, for sure.
Yeah, that's extremely weird.
That's probably the weirdest thing I do. Nothing else is mega weird.
Yeah.
Carly does think it's weird. I love chocolate chip cookies and milk. So we'll get just some great value chocolate chip cookie dough. We'll get like 3 packs and put them in the freezer. And then I'll cook 12 at a time and then down them in like 4 minutes.
That's some calories right there, man.
And Carly's like, Carly timed me one time because she was like kind of making fun of me to her coworkers. She's like, yeah, Gavin will just make 12 cookies and then just down them. And they're like, next time, time them. So she's reading her book, and I'm just at the dinner table just pounding some cookies, and she goes, 4 minutes. And I go, what? And she goes, you just ate 12 cookies in 4 minutes. And I go, heck yeah, I'm proud of that. Let's go.
Yeah, that's real good.
That's like a cookie every 20 seconds. Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
And now subconsciously I'm like, I gotta eat them faster.
You know, something I just thought of, that like a lot of people will always like say like I'm weird for her. Is I always call our mom dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'll call mom and be like, what's up, dude? What's going on? And I talk to her essentially how I would, like, talk to my friend. Because, you know, that's how I see my mom. She's just, like, my friend. Like, my best friend. One of my best friends. And so I was, like, that's why I call her. Be like, what's up, dude? What's going on?
That just reminded me of one of the weirdest things. So, Carla told me one of the first times we were ever dating. So, my mom hates being touched in the neck, just for context to this. So, one of my favorite things to do is, like, my mom will be sitting on the couch, is hop on top of her and then hug her, but shove my face into her neck so she'll scream really loud and freak out. So, one of the first times Carly was ever at my parents' house, I did that. And she was like, you know, I'm 22, a grown man, jumping on top of my mom, shoving my face into her neck.
Oh, that's funny.
And then I laugh, but then I'll just sit there, like, love you, mom. And, like, I'll sit on my mom's lap and hug her.
That's
and Carly's funny. Like, that's the weirdest thing you've ever done. And the weirdest thing I do. And I'm like, that's fair. I get it. It is weird, for sure. But I like to torture my mom. Like, my mom hates being chased up the stairs. So one of my favorite... I know. You do this all the time.
It's hilarious.
I eventually learned the extent of it. Like, I would, like, run after my mom from the kitchen, and she's like, no! And she'll quite literally fall over onto the stairs and, like, crunch up into a ball. Like, fetal position, don't touch me. Like, she hates it. Terrifies her. So... I then was, like, just kind of joking, not thinking anything would happen. But I hear my mom, you know, stepping up the stairs. So I go, I'm coming, and just in place, just stomp my feet on the ground. And my mom screams out loud and tripped on the stairs. And I go, oh, my gosh. I felt so bad because I was like, I wasn't actually chasing you. Like, I didn't even leave. And I go, did you just fall? And she goes, yes. And I go, my bad.
Yeah, I remember I'd hear that all the time. I'd just be, like, in the fan room, and all of a sudden I hear mom go, Gavin, no! And then just, like, the fast running of the foot sounds on the stairs, the footsteps.
Yeah, because we have, like our stairs kind of, like, turn a little bit, so, like, there's, like, a little bigger step every couple stairs, like, every, like, probably 10, 12 stairs. So my mom, I knew, my mom's, like, mentally, I knew what she was doing. Her only goal was to make it to the next flat stop part wherever she was on the stairs so she could, like, dive onto him. She had to dive, like, that was her thing. It was so funny. So just to see my mom do that was hilarious. She's like, jump to safety. Yeah, exactly. It was so funny, which is so funny because, like, she knew who was chasing her, so I don't know why it terrified her so much. It wasn't like I was, like, you know, tackling my mom. Like, all I would do is chase after her, and then that was it. Like, I wasn't, like, tackling my mom up the stairs.
Yeah,
so it was even funny to me to know, like, why she was so scared. It was funny.
Yeah, I love milk, and okay. I one time put milk in my Stanley right here.
That's weird.
I didn't do it just because I was like, I want to drink milk out of my Stanley. I did it just because I was like, oh, I need to keep this milk cold because I had to, like, go somewhere. Oh,
yeah, you told me about this.
I need to keep it cold. But when I showed it to Leah, she thought just the fact that I had a whole, like, I tried to explain it to her, and she didn't care. She just thought I was the weirdest person ever. And after I used the majority of the milk, yes, I did drink it out of my Stanley. Not through the straw. I just drank it just like a water bottle. Not a water bottle, like a cup. But I remember she took a video of me. She was like, you are psychotic. Like, you just have milk in your Stanley.
I remember this conversation. It was so funny because, like, so, like, me and Gabe will obviously talk before our podcast, kind of at least talk about what we want to talk about. And that's about it. Just find a topic we want to talk about. But Leah was like, Gavin, guess what Gabe did? And I go, what? And I go, she's like, what? She goes, he put milk in his Stanley. And at first I was like, are you insane? Now, after Gabe explained it to me, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Like, yeah, I get that. Like, that was fine. But then she was like, no, but then he drank it out of it. I'm like, well, he didn't want to waste it. Like, there was some left over. Like, I get that.
Milk's
good, he
was
keeping it cold. That's fine. I was like, if Gabe on a regular basis was throwing milk in his Stanley, I'm like, okay, psychopath.
I'm going to do it. Tomorrow I'm going to just throw milk in my Stanley and just be drinking it at practice. I'm at practice.
Not like, at practice. Hey, yo,
you want some milk at practice?
That reminds me. Gabe one time was playing, like, T-ball, and we had this blue Nike baseball bag, and we had
You told the story. You told
oh,
the
did
story.
I?
Yeah,
yeah, where and I Gabe filled it with milk. Milk Gabe's Gatorade obsession bottle. With milk has been a problem his whole life. Freaking weirdo.
So, milk, bro. That stuff is so good.
Gives an
Gotta be why
to
I'm 6'8", 225. Gotta be.
Probably. That would make sense. No, that's so funny.
Yeah, but... I think just everywhere, it's just people are weird. I think it's funny. We talked about how kids are weird. Certain things kids do. And I don't think the funny thing about people is that, like, across the board, they don't have like similar weird things they do versus like kids, because everyone's different as adults. But nonetheless, everyone's just so weird, and it's even more weird the fact that everyone's different, even though that like some people could be raised in the exact same situation, environment, XYZ, whatever, but they can be completely, like, they could be completely different, even though they're
completely different. They come out of it completely different.
Yeah.
That's totally true.
Which it's also interesting, like, to think about me and Leah. Like, Leah grew up in Tucson. I grew up in Utah, right? Partly Chicago, too. She grew up in Chicago for a good part of her life. And it's hilarious. Like, me and her are, like, almost identical people.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like so different how we got raised, but we're very similar, you know. It's like, what the very weird.
Yeah, that is funny. No, I totally agree. It's fun to see the similarities between people and the differences, cuz like you said, it's just there's a phobia or a syndrome? Yeah, syndrome. Where, and that's such a weird word to me right now, sorry.
A syndrome.
But a syndrome where, like, you realize that other people live lives outside of yours. Because, like, mentally, like, your brain is only really aware that your life exists.
Right. Yeah. You can't really comprehend other people existing and doing their own thing.
But then eventually, like, your brain can. And, like, you've, like, realized that. And when you realize that, like, people, like, kind of freak out sometimes. Like, your that's brain kind weird. Of has a freak out, right? So it's funny because, like, one... That's a weird thing. Like, it is, like, when you deep down think about it, like, that's a weird, like, there are everybody around us, like, there's billions of people. And to think, like, oh, this guy probably has a family at home, and he went home to them and had dinner with them and, like, lived a life and did something with them, you know, like, lived their life.
Right.
It's weird to think about that. But then it's also funny to think, like, how, like you said, like, people from completely opposites of the world could be doing the exact same, like, could be living the exact same life and not know it. Just in different, right. like me right now, there could be two brothers right now having this exact same conversation in, like, Japan. We don't know. They could.
There could be. We don't.
You never know. That would, like, you never know. Like, they could be having this exact same conversation right now. We'd be living that's the exact so same weird. Life as two brothers in Japan, which is so weird to think about.
And maybe one of them got Pavlov dogged, theoried.
They Pavlov dogged themselves, dude.
It's, yeah, one of the brothers got Pavlov dogged.
Freaking hey, dude. Yeah. But yeah, it's weird to think about. It's weird to think about that. Like, the other, I know I'm going off a tangent right now, but the other one where, like, there's just a dimension of endless possibility. Like, there's just a dimension for every version of yourself.
That's so weird.
That's weird to me. Like, I could be a bird in another dimension right now.
I could be in another dimension, but I pronounce Parmesan as Parmesan.
That's true. That's true. That's what we should talk about is, like, being, like, you realize something, but being too old. Like, you were too old to, like, finally realize something, you know? Have you ever seen those on, like, TikTok or something like that?
No.
Like, I'm 31, and I just realized that, you know, like, their mom lied to him as a kid. Like, oh, I'm actually not allergic to candy. My mom just told me that so I wouldn't, like, rot my teeth out as a child or something like that, you know? Or, like, stuff like that. Or... They're like, oh, I realized that this is what this is used for instead of this. I'm like, I've definitely had a few.
Where I'm 22 and I still don't know where babies come from.
Right.
imagine that. I'm 35 and I just realized with my wife that you actually make a baby this way, not.
They didn't come from a pumpkin patch. That's crazy.
It's not, the stork doesn't actually fly in and deliver them. I thought this is way harder than the stork flying in. He's like, imagine a guy.
The dude's been passed out during every single labor delivery his wife has ever had up until his last kid. He has like four kids, and on the fifth one, his wife was like, can you please be awake for this one? He's like, oh yeah, for sure. And he's like, oh my gosh! This is how it happens?
Wait, I thought the window was open because the stork was always flying in.
You want me to cut the cord? That's disgusting! Get away from me! He's like freaking out, having a total mental breakdown.
Yeah, dude lives all the way to 35 still. He has three kids. Believes that the stork still flies in.
So funny, dude. And his wife had never told him because he's like she, he had always mentioned to her, he's like, oh yeah, the stork brought it in last night. And she's like, oh, that's so cute. Like, he's just playing a joke. His wife has never corrected him because she thought he was being cute. And then she's like, wait, you actually thought that? He goes, yes.
This whole time you thought the stork flew in. He was like, dang it, I was awake this time. I thought I was going to get to meet the stork.
I want to know if it was the same one. Like, does he have a name tag? Are you guys good friends? Like, I wanted to know.
He's made 4 deliveries to us. They've got to be good friends.
Oh my gosh, that would be so funny.
Yeah, bro.
I hope. Well, here's the thing. There's also a theory that anything and everything that can happen will happen.
Yeah.
So if it hasn't happened yet, that will happen eventually, Gabe.
Oh, that's hilarious, actually.
That's the funniest thing we've ever thought of.
That is hilarious.
Well, I think that's a great spot to end.
For sure.
Because that was the funniest thing I've ever thought of in my life. Just a dude realizing, he's like, what? That's where babies come from?
This is disgusting. I did not know it happened this way.
How did you make it through health class?
He was like, I thought the belly that my wife had was just her getting ready for her to feed the baby. Her food was just storing. It wasn't...
a giant food baby.
The food was storing to feed the baby.
He got through health class because his mom wouldn't sign the waiver saying you could talk about that in class. He had like stay home that day.
No, exactly. He couldn't. He couldn't be there to watch the videos.
His mom's like, nah. He needs to believe that they come from storks. Like, we can't let him know.
She's like, he's not old enough yet. And then he goes to his mom. What the heck, Mom? 35 didn't want to tell me where babies come from?
You lied to me, Mom. He has like a breakdown. Has a falling out with his mom. He's like, we're going no contact, Mom. You freaking liar.
I love how we keep going with this bit. We went so deep in this hypothetical universe. We got the mom involved and the backstory.
And now they're no contact. Now mom and son are no longer in contact with each other because the son's pissed.
What will happen next on 35 and doesn't know?
35 and confused.
35 and confused. There you go. There you go. 35 and confused.
Just a dude who's just grown up and just doesn't know anything in life. At like 23, he realized...
His mom, yes.
It's just lied to him his whole life, and he's just, he pronounces like every word wrong. He thinks cats are dogs and dogs are cats. He's like, what? And the baby thing was just the last straw, man.
Oh my gosh, we took that so far.
If anybody ever listens to this and they're like, hey, I need to, and they're a director of a TV show or like a network TV show idea, I got you.
Yeah, 35 that would be and hilarious. Confused.
35 and confused. All right, well, as you all know, you guys can find us at the XL Pod on TikTok and Instagram. You can find me at Gavin_Oldham everywhere else. Gabe, where can they find you?
At Gabe Oldham.
Beautiful. Yeah, like always, go and listen to us. Listen to all of our other episodes. Let us know what you like, don't like. Go comment on our Instagram. Tell us that you think we're weird. We would appreciate that. And we'll see you all next time.
Ciao.